What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello, welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous. I'm Shireen.
And I'm Anna.
And today we have an episode where it's just the two of us again, and we're talking. If you're going to listen in on our conversation, we talk about skincare. We talk about
brow
titties,
care.
Brow titties. Care, TV.
Television.
Television. We saw each other yesterday for a
rainbows.
Rooftop thing, rainbows. It's a conversation. That's how conversations work. Also, 9/11 is a topic of conversation.
I give a hot take about 9/11 conspiracy theories.
Yes, you're going to want to hear this. You're going to want to hear this. It's a good combo. Good combo. Okay. Goodbye. Or no, stay tuned. See you in a second.
That was great, Shireen.
I'm sorry.
I keep this in. Okay. Stay tuned.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Anna.
How's it going?
You know, it's going. I recorded something else earlier today, and I turned my fan off because I was like trying to get good audio. But now it's on again because I was dying. It was death.
Oh, so you do have a fan on. Zach has a fan on.
Wait, Daniel said it's okay.
Well, hard to say.
Should
what's
I turn
okay.
it off? Wait, should I turn it off? I can go turn it off.
I mean, I guess it depends how much in your audio it's going to show up.
Well, what does Zach say? Is it really audible?
I don't know. Has it been on this every single recording?
Not every single one, no.
Then I can't comment. I don't know. Well, but I guess you'll find out from Zach.
I guess I'll find out from Zach. Oops. But also, I'm not going to get heat stroke for iHeartRadio. But
smart.
Yeah.
That is very smart. Don't get heat stroke for iHeartRadio.
No. I guess iHeartMedia, technically, whatever.
iHeartMedia.
But I spent way too much money. Like, I do this thing where I spend money at, like, 1 a.m., like, online shopping. Like, I got so much cat stuff yesterday for no reason, really. I just, like, have a spree at 1 a.m., and I got her, like, a new tree. I got her two tunnels. She did break her tree.
Tunnels?
So I need to get a new one. So that's But I didn't even get one to replace the one that she broke. I got one that's completely different. Tunnels. I got her favorite treats. I got a scratcher post. Oh my God.
That's not too bad. I mean, like, she needs all those things, right?
She does, but I have versions of those. I'm trying to get versions that she might use, because the ones that I have now are just like, she doesn't even pay attention to them. And right now, I'm trying to pay attention to like where she usually sleeps and hangs out. Like right now, she's just under the desk, like right next to me, just asleep on the floor. So I got her a little tree that I can put next to my desk. And on the bottom, there's like a little bed. Like the bottom level is like a bed type thing. So I was like, well, maybe that will be a more comfy place for her to sleep when I'm at my desk. Mm-hmm. So little things like that. But yeah, I guess I need something to spend my money on, and that thing is my cat.
Yeah, so. I got that.
How are you?
I am all right. I did something so dumb.
What happened?
So I was feeling very tired today, so I was like, I'm gonna take a bunch of vitamins, right? And to try and eat like the recommended amount of like vitamin dosages a day, which is mm-hmm. in my opinion absolutely bananas. It's impossible, because like I can't take vitamins without feeling sick, right? Yeah. So I take all these vitamins right after I'm done eating. I take them, I'm like, cool, I'm taking them with food. I just finished eating, my stomach's not empty, I just had like whatever, my breakfast, brunch, lunch, whatever. And as soon as I'm done eating, I immediately feel nauseous.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, fuck, no. So I'm trying to do like my breathing exercise, like in through the nose, out through the mouth. But it's pointless. I basically vomit out all the meds, almost, or not the meds, whatever, the vitamins immediately.
Yeah.
And then I just feel terrible.
No. That's
And I'm
so
like, that
shitty.
Was, God damn it, that defeated the purpose of why we're here.
Yeah, that's pretty annoying.
So,
no.
Yeah, God, I'm so annoyed. So then I just felt really bad, and I had to like close my eyes for a little bit, because I was like, great, now I'm just like feel nauseous, even though I already vomited.
Well, yeah, that's a very uncomfortable feeling to have felt.
Yeah,
and it kind of like, lingers all day. Like, yeah, of course.
What's the point of taking vitamins if your body can't even handle it?
I mean, don't people say you should only take something if you're deficient in it? Is that like a thing? Or like,
I thought,
a bunch of stuff though, too, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
I thought maybe just like getting my system.
No, like B12 really helps you wake up. Like the B vitamins, those are good to take.
Yeah.
I take calcium because of my bones. I take turmeric because it just helps with inflammation. So I do take a couple of things, and it's not fun. I also get nauseous. I was taking a prenatal for a while because Raimi, my sister, had a baby recently, if you have heard. But prenatal vitamins are really good for you, like in general. They're not just like for pregnant women. So they have a lot of good stuff in there. And all those pills are so big. I don't know why they have to make them so big. But
yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry. I really, there's something about vomit in particular, or like just the act of doing that, that is really gross to me. Like when I think about it, I'm just like, I hope that never happens to me again. I don't know. It's just a very shitty feeling.
Yeah, it's very it's stressful. I don't care for it.
And then does your throat hurt? Like sometimes my throat starts to hurt if I like.
No, I mean it was just more that I felt like very unwell. Like I just felt like, you know, when you like have to vomit, that like feeling of just like heaviness.
Yeah. So it didn't go away after the pills.
No.
Came out. Yeah.
It lasted for like a little bit, and then I finally just decided to close my eyes and like lay down for a little bit. Now I feel better.
That's good. I'm glad you feel better.
But no, it was definitely. It was very annoying. I was like,
well, it does defeat the entire purpose. You're right. You're like, I'm gonna take these to feel good, and then it's.
And then I drank a bunch of water because I was like, clearly I'm dehydrated. But now I have to pee like every fucking 5 seconds.
Right.
I'm really having a day.
You're having a day. We're both drinking water at the same time.
But I'm also drinking juice that I put a bunch of the vitamin C powder in, because that doesn't make me feel sick. Mm. It's powder.
Yeah.
That's straight vitamin CP powder.
I don't use the vitamin C powder, but to make sure I get enough hydration, like electrolytes in particular, I use like this energy drink Prime. It's not good when you like it's disgusting when you drink it because it's so sweet. But what I do, it's like a coconut water base, and it has a lot of B vitamins in it that helps you like be alert. I dilute it with my water, so I'll have like a 2 to 1 ratio of like water Prime, and it tastes good and it's fine and it's so much better than the actual drink because I don't know how anyone drinks it straight up. It's so sweet, but that's been my thing to make sure I get my like some extra vitamins in, some electrolytes, and it's like healthier, I guess, than like Gatorade or some shit or whatever. So that's been my new little hack. And it lasts me so long because I don't use it all at once. I use like a little bit at a time because I dilute it with water. But
Gatorade.
Yeah.
Why are you drinking so much Gatorade?
I mean, part of me is like, I need electrolytes. And part of me is like, let's have water but fun. You know?
Water but fun. I love that.
Yeah. I do love water though. You know, I do love water, but sometimes you just want a sweet treat.
Water, but fun, but a sweet treat.
Yeah, there it is.
Thus is life. Thus is life.
Oh, I was going to mention. So, this is not a video show, obviously, but I have very bad eyebrows. I don't naturally have a lot of hair. They're pretty thin. Mm-hmm. And so I usually fill them in. I've already talked about how microblading was like the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I hate it so much. It's still on my face and now they're red. It's not very obviously red because I got 2 sessions of tattoo removal.
Mm-hmm.
But, so those sessions, they made a lot of my hair that I already don't have fall out. So the remainder of the hair I had was really scary because I was like, I already didn't have hair. I saw the before and afters and I was just like, oh my God, I lost so much of my eyebrow hair. And so I'm like on Reddit, just Googling like what people saw the most success in as far as like eyebrow like serums. And I come across this one that people are talking about called Grande Brow.
Okay.
So I get it. And it's like supposed to be like almost like guaranteed results. And I was like, okay, sure. And I really think it's working. And I've never thought any of those things work, but I have hair on my bad eyebrow. I have hair where no hair has ever been. And it's great.
So you're enjoying it?
No, yeah, it's working. I think I just didn't think those things actually work, I guess. I just never thought, like, castor oil as a whole, like, that doesn't do anything. It's just, like, it has the appearance of making your eyebrows thicker. Well,
castor oil only works if, like, your old family relative does it to you.
Right. That's true, actually. Yeah. Sorry.
They have a technique that we clearly don't know and thus will never truly understand how to use castor oil.
Yeah. No. That's very true. But, yeah, it's exciting to have some. I still don't have full brows. But it's exciting to see a little bit of hair growth. Brows are just so important to your face. You know, it's what a thorn in my side. They do everything.
What is the brand called?
Grande Brow. They also have a Grande Lash. I'm a little wary of lash serums because like some of them like
hard.
I have really sensitive eyes. And well, I guess they can change the color of your, they can make your eyes darker. Apparently.
Jeez Louise.
And like your eyelid itself gets a little red. My mom uses them, which is why I know these things. But so that kind of is not my cup of tea. I have very sensitive skin and eyes. But the Grande Brow, genuinely, like it says like results in 4 to 6 weeks and like full results by 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly think like after a couple of weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, I was like, oh, whoa, like. I have hair where this empty patch has always been.
What it is, this is according to Sephora.
Yeah.
A revolutionary brow enhancing serum that promotes the appearance of fuller, bolder looking brows in 6 to 8 weeks with full improvement in as little as 4 months. Yeah, what it does.
Yeah, I wonder what's in it to make it. Maybe I'm actually being fooled.
I'll tell you in 1 second. What it does.
Maybe I'm being fooled.
This award-winning brow enhancing serum is infused with special formulations of vitamins, antioxidants, and amino acids to promote naturally fuller, bolder looking brows in just 6 to 8 weeks with results in full results in 4 months. The product is ideal for enhancing sparse or thinning brows, and it's also helpful in restoring the appearance of misshapen or overplucked brows. What else do you need to know? This product is ophthalmologist tested, eye doctor, and approved, yeah, and cruelty-free.
That's nice. I like that.
Results in a consumer perception study after 16 weeks. 100% reported fuller-looking brows. 97% said they would recommend Grande Brow to a friend. 93% reported healthier-looking brows. 90% reported bolder-looking brows.
Those are some good ratio probability stuff, you know? Like, I that's why I bought it. I was like, I'm going to try this thing that people... Because even... I don't really trust reviews all the time on websites or Amazon or anything. So I'm just like, whatever.
They're all bought.
But Reddit... Yeah, Reddit, I trust. Like, the forums where, like, someone's just like, can you please help me? And everyone's responding. I like those because it seems more honest.
Do you want to know the ingredients?
Yeah, let's do it.
L-proline. An amino acid essential to healthy, fortified brows. Essential. Okay. Hyaluronic acid. Conditions, yeah. Protects and hydrates brows.
Classic.
Botanical extract blend. Nutrient and antioxidant-rich compounds derived from natural sources. Ginseng root, chamomile flowers, and bearberry leaves. That helps strengthens the brow follicle. And then glycoaminoglycans. Locks in moisture for conditioned, healthier looking brows.
Wow. That's interesting. I like that. I don't like, but it's interesting how they're always like healthier looking or like the appearance of. That makes me feel like I'm being fooled. But I do think it's working, which is crazy because I don't think any of that stuff works. But maybe it's also because I lost so much hair with the laser. Just the growth after that is what's surprising me. Maybe that's just it. Maybe like my hair is growing back and the difference is what's surprising to me. Like not even, maybe it's all in my head. Also not sponsored, just to be clear, but open to it. That'll be funny. That'd be actually pretty cool. Sponsored link. We have a code EA38.
Yeah, that's not real. I'm currently drinking some chlorophyll.
Oh yeah, wait, I have to get on that. You told me about that.
Doesn't it look appetizing? It's just like a black liquid.
I mean, I would have believed it was Coke if I didn't know any better.
It kind of looks like, it looks like flat Coke. But
it does look like flat Coke. What is it? And you said it's tasteless, right? It's like,
well,
not
it's
very...
got like a peppermint hint taste.
Oh, okay.
To it, but for the most part, like it's that. Pretty tasteless.
Yeah. What do you think it helps with for
well,
you personally?
Well, I'll tell you. Yes. Oh, I don't know. Well, it feels like it gives me more energy and it's good for my immune system, but I don't really know if that's true. According to the internet, chlorophyll is the natural compound present in green plants that gives them their color. What? It helps plants to absorb energy from the sun as they undergo the process, the process of photosynthesis. This nutrient is present in green vegetables and other plant-based foods, like algae.
Wow.
How could you? Anyway, people also ask, what does chlorophyll do to your body? Kills you. Just joking. These extra minerals are here to make it easy for your body to absorb. Sorry, I just drank and now I have a bunch of burps. The effects of
classic
chlorophyll,
burps.
The effects of chlorophyll are unclear, but supplement makers claim that chlorophyll can do many things, like boost red blood cells, help with weight loss, heal damaged skin, neutralize toxins, cut inflammation, and prevent cancer.
Wow, those are big things.
Yeah. I don't really know if any of it's real. So I drink
it
almost every day.
But it's also like harmless. Yeah, it's like you're not losing anything by adding it to your water. You might be gaining something.
Yeah, like potential death. And you know what? That's fine. I like it. But when I was in Maine, I swam in this water, this freshwater lake, and it was filled with tannin. I don't know if you guys have heard.
Remind me what that is.
Remind you, bitch. You don't know what tannin is.
I don't know what it is. I mean, that's what I meant. I don't know what anything is. What is tannin? Tell me.
Mm. So
scientist Anna's in the building.
Tannins is a... Sorry, I just have so many burps all of a sudden because I was just chugging chlorophyll. It's a complex chemical substance derived from phenolic acids, sometimes called tannic acid. They're classified as phenolic compounds, which are found in many species of plants from all climates and all around the world, all around the globe, excuse me. What does tannins do to your body? Tannins have been reported to exert other physiological effects, such as to accelerate blood clotting. Reduce blood pressure, decrease the serum lipid level, produce liver necrosis, and modulate immunoresponses.
You said a lot of things, a lot of words.
I don't really know if that's good for you or not.
But wait, you said it was in the water?
It can help combat inflammation. Yeah, so it falls from the trees into the water, and it makes the water this, like, weird yellow color, which feels crazy, but I guess is good for you.
What are they... But you can't... Wait, hold on.
You just swim in it.
That's interesting.
All right, is tannin good for you? Let's see. According to the University of Kansas Health System, tannins are naturally occurring compounds that are thought to have a range of health benefits. Many classes of tannins have antioxidant properties, which have been found to lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and stimulate the immune system. Who knows? Who really knows what's real and what's
Everything not? Sounds made up, to be honest. Let's take our first break, and we'll be right back.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back.
Great.
So, yeah, we were talking about supplements, basically, and tannin. I don't know if you can actually, like, take tannin. It's just, like, in the water, I guess, if you happen to.
Right.
I don't know.
It's interesting. They're in wine, apparently.
Honestly, I never think about them. But I do drink chlorophyll, and that's why I'm so unhappy. Just joking. It's why I'm always in the bathroom, because all I do is just drink water with, like, powders and liquids in it.
I mean, I think I drink a lot of water and I've been drinking water in big quantities for a while, but I think that's, I made myself need a lot of water now. Does that make sense? Like, now if I don't keep drinking water, I'm always thirsty. And I don't know if that was the point of drinking so much water, is to make myself reliant on that much water.
I think that's a good thing. You should drink more water.
I don't know. Oh,
but don't, but also, don't drown your body.
It's annoying though, because I do try to take like just some essential supplements that like I need to take. One of them is like B vitamins. I don't eat a lot of red meat, if any. So I drink water, but that vitamin makes my pee so yellow. So I'll never know how hydrated I am.
Oh, you're talking about the old vitamin C, B complex.
Yeah.
It does make your pee super yells.
Super yellow.
And I don't love that.
And I think a little stinky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you clearly need water.
Yeah.
But you're drinking too much water.
Yeah. Speaking of, here's a...
I'm going to stop doing what I was just doing, which is screaming.
It's also good for your skin, so drink water. This is your cue, everybody. Go drink some water.
So yesterday was 9/11.
Yes, we're recording this on September 12th. And? Which is my made-up birthday for my cat. I made this up. That's her birthday.
What?
Well, I don't know when Bunny was born, but we estimate it was like in September sometime. And so I just picked the 12th because I like the number 12. So today's her birthday in my head. Who knows?
Wait, why?
Why?
I know you just said why, but like, I don't get
it. I like the number 12. It seems accurate, like in the timeline of how old she is. And it's just a good marker for me to be like, okay, I can start transitioning her to adult food, you know, just so I have an idea of like how old she is. But I think she was most likely born in September sometime, because someone found her when she was 8 weeks, and that was November when they found her, November 18th. So 8 weeks before November 18th is like mid-September, right? If I'm doing the math right. But anyway, yeah. Happy birthday to Bunny. I love her so much.
Happy birthday, Bunny. I didn't know you were born on 9/11.
9/12.
Oh.
9/12. 12. I like the number 12. It's double six, which is, and I like six. Six and 12 are my numbers.
Sorry about that, Bunny.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm so sorry, Bunny.
What we were talking... Oh, yeah, we're recording this on the day after September 11th.
Bunny's birthday.
No, she's born on the 12th.
Is today not the 12th?
I said the day... Oh, yes, yeah, sorry.
Today is literally the 12th. I don't know you're on, but you're on something that's not right.
Oh, my God. Okay, whatever. But 9/11 has become a very interesting day. Like, I don't think a lot of people know how to act on 9/11.
How do you mean? How are they supposed to act?
I don't know. I mean, like, I think some people, like, think it's necessary to, like, every year, like, be really heavy about it. And I think we obviously should remember all those lives that were lost. But there's just so much context that's really important to the whole thing. So it's either you find someone that's, like, never forget, or it's the opposite where it's, like... I don't know. It's a weird day. I don't think there's a consensus of how to act on 9/11. But I think it should be in the normal day, to be honest.
I don't know. 9/11's kind of... Actually, so I was on Daily Zeitgeist yesterday. Or today. I don't know when the episode dropped. As a last minute replacement for a guest that dropped. And I have this, it's something Miles and I have been talking about a lot, which is that like the concept that like 9/11 was an inside job is like actually incredibly some white supremacist bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how dare you take that away from us Middle Easterners who are trying to make you realize that what you're like, doing
pay attention.
In our world, like in our countries, is not okay, and thus you will suffer for it. Because that's kind of what it was. Like, was that not them just being like, hey, like, you think you can continue? I mean, yes, it was a literal terrorist attack by terrorists, yeah. Of course, but they still did it.
I mean, I kind of like skirting the responsibility to them. I don't want the act on our hands.
Well,
but
I understand think there what you is mean. There are consequences for actions, and even if they're not necessarily positive ones, there's still consequences.
That's true. That's true.
And America fucked around and found out that there are insurgents in the Middle East who are, you know, unwell and so deeply radicalized that they will come through and commit really violent acts of terrorism.
But the message wasn't even really registered with, because their response in return, I mean,
to further go
Afghanistan
in
and, is still destabilized and so many people got affected.
The United States is really stupid.
that's the main takeaway.
Process anything to save their lives, and they don't know how to respond correctly to anything. I think that's all we've ever learned living here is that we're fucked.
Everywhere we go, we leave and it's worse. Like, we have to stop going places is what needs to happen.
Here's the most interesting part. And I don't defend what they do. I just think they did they worked really hard to do it. I don't know. Because that's truly, they came to America. They got trained by Americans. And then used all the knowledge they gained as, you know, learning, going to flight school. There's that really great how-to with John Wilson where the guy trained one of the 9/11 hijackers.
Right. Oh my God, I remember
like,
that.
They used Americans to gain all this knowledge to get super fit and then came back and used it against them. I don't
it's
know. To me, I'm
like
that's
a
wild
plan. Yeah.
They planned really hard to commit 9/11. And I gotta say, like, while I don't really stand by a terrorist attack ever, stop trying to take it away from them and say it was an inside job and give it to Bush.
Yeah. I just don't want Bush.
I don't want Bush to get the credit for something that intricate and that
I guess
level
I understand
of planning.
What you mean, yes, it's too smart for Bush is what you're saying.
Yeah, so stop trying to take that away from our radicalized, brainwashed, unwell Muslims who were working for Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No, I think it's bullshit to try and take that away from them when they actually did the work.
That way. Yeah, I never thought of it that way. But now you make a very good point. You make a very good point.
They did the
it
work.
It is very smart. It was all things considered,
one does
they
not
had
just
a successful
commit
plan.
A terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. Like, at least acknowledge they did that shit.
I think what needs to be
for
acknowledged is, like, the reason they did that. Yeah, the reason they did that terrible thing. That's the main takeaway. Because that was what they wanted in the first place. It was, like, a wake-up call to pay attention. But I guess the aftermath is just a million times worse.
And on top of all that, they came up with, like, Beatles nicknames for themselves. I mean, like,
they
what
did?
Is happening?
Wait, I don't remember.
Yeah, that
part.
Was, like, a whole thing. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I don't believe Bush and his whole team deserve any credit for 9/11. And I don't appreciate that conspiracy theory. Just saying.
Hot take. And I respect it. Respect it.
I don't even know if it's that hot a take. I'm just kind of like,
I mean, I think I agree with you
the
in that it was
did
maybe
that
too
shit.
Smart for, but at the same time, Bush wouldn't have thought it up, right? Like, Bush is just like a figurehead.
Yeah, but I don't even want to believe that. What's his name? Oh God, what was his little
McCain?
No, Cheney.
Oh, Cheney
is behind it either. I don't want to give him that credit.
In my mind, they look the same; they're completely different. Yeah, Cheney.
I want them to understand. If you fuck around,
you will find out.
You will find out. Because you can only push people so far. And thus why insurgents continue to be created, because you keep taking from these people. What do you think is going to happen in the end? We've been saying this for
they
years
made it worse.
On this show.
It's going to happen again and again because they literally are just making it worse. Everything that America does. You have kids that have always been in a destabilized country. Like, what do you think they're going to grow up thinking of America as? You know, it's not even their fault because
they don't like it.
America ruined their lives. So many America millions of people's lives in so many different countries. Just like fucking everything they touch is shit. Just like the opposite of like Midas's touch. It's like literally everything America touches crumbles. It's like, step away. Stop touching things.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want them to, I just want people to understand.
Yeah. No, I see your perspective. I respect it. Respect.
Again, it takes hard work, dedication.
Yeah.
And absolute it was, we brainwashed did see each other nonsense too. To commit a terrorist attack.
Yeah, it does. It's intricate. You're not wrong.
And again, just want to remind everyone that Osama bin Laden's father was a very, very rich man. So in a way, it takes nepotism as well.
Nepotism is the main culprit here.
He was a very, very rich man, and his father had the sole contract to do any renovations on Mecca. Sorry to break it to you. That's a huge contract.
That's a huge contract.
He had over 20 wives, over 50 kids. Sorry to break it to you. Nepotism helped commit 9/11. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't make the rules. I'm just telling you the facts.
How do the Nepo babies feel about that?
You I mean, know, Osama bin Laden being a Nepo baby.
It's very
didn't
funny.
Have that on my 2023 bingo card.
Oh my God, I hate that so much. Wait, I just sent you that video of like things that white people say. That's one of them, the bingo card.
Oh yeah, yeah, that is. Yeah. Didn't have this on my bingo card. You're on just, thin ice. Is that yeah. What
there was a couple, there's this Instagram comedian. I don't even know what he is. He's just a video I saw. And it's like phrases that white people say. And one of them was like, that's why I get paid the big bucks is one of them that I thought was very accurate. But it was just funny. But that's also another one. The one that you just said that I actually just forgot. What did we say?
That he's a Nepo baby. Oh, the bingo card.
Bingo card. Okay.
I just asked Daily Zeitgeist to retroactively drop in that Osama's a Nepo baby into the episode.
Nice.
We'll see if that works. Probably not. Yeah, so I just really wanted to touch on that. So yeah, we did see each other yesterday on 9/11. Because actually, what you guys don't know is Shereen and I get together every 9/11.
Oh my God. Do you know what is kind of scary though?
Good times.
Do you know how like, does this thing ever happen to you where you look at the clock or you check the time and for whatever reason, like 7 times out of 10, it's the same numbers? Does that ever happen to you? Like, you notice the same time all the time?
But I don't think it's that much of a coincidence, as in, like, my days are just very similar, and I always just, at a certain time, I always look at the clock and go, ugh.
I guess that's a good point.
Or I always wake up at the exact same time and look at my clock and go, great.
I don't know why, but every time, it feels like every time I look at my phone or glance at the clock or whatever, it says 9/11. It's like 9/11. And I'm just I don't understand.
Definitely being haunted.
It feels really strange because I thought it was like a joke, like this is silly, and but it keeps happening. So 911, my emergency help.
911. I keep seeing 9/11 on the phone.
It's so weird.
You're actually being charged for negligent calls to 911.
Oh no. Actually, I did get in trouble as a kid because I kept hanging up on the police. I was like 5. And I went to my parents' bedroom when I realized that a phone was a thing. And I would, like, pick up the phone and dial 911. And then I would hang up every time someone answered. And I did that maybe, like, 8 times.
Oh, my God.
And then they called. And my mom was like, what have you done? Like, why are the police calling us? And this lady had to talk to me. This lady had to be like, you can't do that. And I was like, okay.
They talked to you? They were like...
This lady talked to me. Yeah. I don't know. That was my first interaction with the police. Yeah, there it is. But yeah, okay. We did see each other yesterday. I don't know where you were. Maybe you were in LA audience. Maybe you're somewhere close. But we saw the most. Yesterday, I saw the most intense rainbow I have ever seen. And there was like another one like forming right behind it. Like I've seen rainbows before and they're beautiful. But this was the first rainbow I've ever seen that had the purple color there. Like the Roy G. Biv was all there. And I've never seen that. It was so, so cool. We were on a rooftop, which is nice because it felt like I was closer.
Yeah, so we had like a sort of team get together yesterday. Kind of like peak COVID, but what are you going to do? But I had to leave early to go play some tenny. That's short for tennis. What happened after I left? Tell me everything
in detail.
The rainbow,
apparently. The rainbow was really fucking sick. And it was like really interesting because like one person noticed it from our group or something. And slowly everyone started talking about it. And then like a wave, the whole rooftop was just like looking at the rainbow.
Yeah, I saw the rainbow at tenny.
Yeah.
Short for tennis.
I mean, it was cool. And the sunset on the other side was
gorge.
Crazy looking. Yeah. The clouds were unreal.
I sent you a photo of my tenny.
Yeah, please do. I haven't been on the internet. But you were missed. You were missed. I had a lemonade because I wanted something fun that wasn't
wild.
Alcoholic. I mean, I had a Diet Coke and I was like, what else can I drink that I don't, audience, I don't really drink that much. So lemonade though, they had lemonade and I had a lemonade. It was great. It wasn't that sweet, which I appreciate. Fries. You were there for the fries and the tacos.
Fish tacos?
They were pretty good. They were pretty good.
They were. O'Brien tried to eat one of your fish tacos, and then you proceeded to create an incredibly awkward exchange over it, and then Jack crumbled under the pressure of the awkwardness. It was pretty funny. And then I had to give him a look that was like, Jack, step away.
But he's the one that created the awkwardness. I didn't do anything. What did I do?
Nothing. I mean, you guys are both just two very awkward people, and it's really funny when you guys like go back and forth and I'm like, look at these fucking awkward weirdos trying to have a conversation. They're so awkward. Oh my god, look at them. They both don't know what to do with their hands. Look at them. Oh my god, look at them. They're both throwing their hands up. Why are they doing that with their hands? Oh my god, they're being so awkward. Right, that's my inner monologue whenever you guys interact.
Wow.
Oh god,
that's funny.
Look at them, they're still so awkward. Why is Jack raising both hands like he's being like a gun is being held at him? Oh my god, Shireen's doing the same thing too. What are they doing? Are they about to high five? What the heck is going on between? Yeah, guys. They are still being so awkward. That's me responding in real time.
Right. That was really good. That was very good. That was some of your best work. I'm not even kidding. That was good.
I did literally glare at Jack and be like, back up.
But I didn't mean to make it awkward.
Because he
just
looked
like
at me in a panic at one point. I was like, Jack, just literally exit the conversation. Like,
I don't need to go back
and forth about this.
Hey, I wasn't paying for the tacos. I didn't care if you could. I can get
it's
more.
Not clear who was paying for the tacos. Who was paying for the tacos?
I was 100% not going to pay for those tacos. So I didn't care when he took a taco. I just like the way, maybe I was too monotone when I was talking, so it sounded like I was actually mad. But I honestly did not care if he took a taco. So I could just get more.
Yeah, and he couldn't read a room to save his life. So I'm just joking. Just roasting Jack and you.
And we don't really like see each other in person that often. So when we do see each other, maybe it's even more awkward. I don't know.
And you like famously hate each other. I'm just joking. Yeah, no, it was pretty funny to just observe.
I'm glad we gave you that.
Just two awkward little weirdos.
Stop.
And I was like, nobody's having any of my fish tacos, so don't even fucking bother. You have to be more like that. Stop being so giving.
But I didn't need to be.
Stop being so giving to the white man.
I wasn't paying for them.
Next thing you know, he's going to be like, 9/11 was an inside job. And then you want to give him that too?
Well,
Shireen,
just a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. It's gonna start telling you like, oh, it doesn't, jet fuel doesn't, I don't even know, whatever the theories are, it doesn't melt something, I don't know. I've had enough of 9/11 conspiracy theories. I really cannot express that enough.
I mean, I'm glad I know this now. It's good to know.
Who was your favorite person that you talked to yesterday?
Will tell you after the break.
What?
Before I forget. We have to put this in.
I know.
Okay. It's a good cliffhanger. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
And we're back. And we were talking about the rooftop get-together. Anna asked me who was my favorite person there. And believe it or not, there was another person named Anna that I ended up talking to most of the night. She was lovely. And so even when Anna left, I had an Anna by my side. So... It's a powerful
How long
name
did that get together go for? 8 hours.
Oh no!
Was Were like you trapped?
By nine, I think everyone was like out of the
nine.
I think so.
Jeez,
maybe 8:30.
Jeez, that's long.
8:39.
Yeah, I got out of there so. Quick, huh? I was only there for like an hour. I was like, gotta go.
Yeah, but then I felt like, but then there were people that were coming later that I was like, oh, I should stay and say hi to them, and they came pretty late. Olivia and Hans. But I haven't seen them in a long time, so I was like, I might as well stick around and say hi.
Hans gotta love them.
Yeah.
Both former guests of the show.
And they were both recording something together, which is why they were so late. They were producing something. But yeah, it was nice to see everybody. It's so... I don't know.
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be like to like just work. I don't want this to happen. But like if we had like a normal corporate office and we all had our little offices, like all of us, me, you,
take it back.
But just imagine the I wonder what that work scenario or like situation would be like. Like what would Jack's desk look like? What would Olivia's desk look like?
You know what Jack's desk
would be weird with
like.
The fridge.
You don't remember Jack's desk in the office? It was
always
covered in
messy.
Shit.
It was
him
very
and
messy.
Miles had like Miles's desk we called the trash desk because it was just covered in shit.
That's
like,
a good point. Wait,
like,
I forgot.
A Santa hat, like old mugs, like weird water bottle. Like it was just like literal trash on his desk. Like just nonsense.
Yeah,
Sophie and I were the only ones that actually kept like a tight
ship
nice on
desk.
Our desks.
I liked all your post-its. Yeah, we always had our post-its.
Well, I had all my notes of like all the work I had to do at all times.
Yeah. You're pretty organized. You're an organized person.
Yeah, Sophie and I were organized. Daniel really didn't have anything on his desk, if I recall correctly.
Minimalist. Oh, it was nice to see Daniel too. I talk with him pretty often for Cool Zone.
Oh my god, the two of you talking about Zelda, literally the language you guys were using, and then Brad joined in and I literally was like, they're speaking a different language. Like I don't know why. I literally walked away from you guys because like I can't engage
I couldn't stop talking about it once I started. I've been playing Tears of the Kingdom, the newest Zelda game. I used to use my sister's Switch, my little sister has a Switch, but I like treated myself because I got a TV for the first time in years when I moved to this new place. So I was like, I'm going to buy myself a Switch. So I bought myself
a
Switch. Not in my old place, no. I had a studio, so I didn't have a TV.
Oh, but you had one before that.
I had one before, like, when I was, like, 2.5 years ago, I had a TV. But when I moved to this new place in May, I finally had a TV and a couch again. So I was like, this is when I can play a video game. And even though it's on the Switch, it was like something about it. I wanted to play it on the big screen. And it's been really fun. And I have been using the Switch a lot more often, to be honest, because it's just easier to like take around. But it's been really fun. And it's been so long since I've played a video game. And it's just bringing me back to the... I've become really obsessive, and it's all I want to do, just to play Zelda. But I've had no one to talk about it with, so when Daniel presented the opportunity, I had to take it.
Yeah, no, I definitely got that vibe.
Yeah, because my sister hasn't played it, and so who am I going to talk about it with? But it's been fun. If you guys have played Zelda, you know it's fun. So honestly, in the last couple of weeks in my free time, that is what I'm doing, is Zelda. And my cat gets so annoyed because she's like, please pay attention to me. And hours will pass, but I'm just like, where am I? Yeah, time is interesting when you play a video game. Very fast.
Yeah, it seems to be me and Animal Crossing.
Oh, nice.
But now the only game I play is on my phone, and it's that Hello Kitty game.
What's the Hello Kitty game?
It's just called Hello Kitty.
What is the game, though? Like, is it like a puzzle game? Is it like a word? Like, what's the...
So you just sort of like, you live on an island with your other Hello Kitty characters. You make your own character. And you sort of just like help each other.
Oh, that's so nice. It's mutual nice. Aid?
Kind of, yeah.
That's kind of nice.
And you just like walk around and you go like, what's up with you? And they go like, I need help baking this cake. Can you go find these ingredients for me? And you're like, yeah.
That's so funny. That's cute.
And you just sort of like skip around this island.
That seems relaxing.
And you just like collect things.
I do like to collect.
And then you, protest the system.
Yeah, and then that's what happens. That's the next chapter in the game.
Yeah.
No, there's some word games on my phone that I play. There's a couple of word games. I love a word game. Obviously, I like, not obviously, but the New York Times, I always do the mini crossword if I can. And they have Wordle on there now, so I do Wordle.
yeah, you do that.
Have
you do
a
that
digital
short,
puzzle.
The short one?
The short one.
Isn't there like a short crossword or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a mini. It's like every daily mini crossword. Yeah. And I try to time myself. I usually get it under a minute, which is like my goal usually, just to be like speed through. And sometimes I can do it, but if it's like a sports reference, I cannot. If it's something I don't understand, you know what I mean? And I love a puzzle. There's Sudoku, but also literal, there's like, I have a digital puzzle app. Where on my iPad, I can just do a puzzle. And it's so bizarre. But it's fun. I like puzzles. But that's what Zelda is. Honestly, Zelda is just like puzzles and missions. And like, also you're collecting things and hunting things and whatever. So I honestly think you would like Zelda. If you gave it a shot, I think you would like it.
Possibly. Or I would hate it.
Or you would hate it. Yeah.
Because it's looking
That's
me in the eye.
That's a risk we have to take.
I don't like to have things look me in the eye. Yeah. You've made a grave error.
Oh, no. Oh, I bought the bug bite thing that you recommended. It's in the mail as we speak. Oh. I haven't gotten it yet. But yesterday someone at the rooftop reminded me about it and I was like, oh my God, Anna talked about it too. I have to get that. And so that night at 1 AM was one of my purchases. One of my purchases last night at 1 AM.
Who reminded you of it?
Beth Ann. Catherine. Oh my God, not Beth Ann. They were talking about Catherine. Catherine reminded me of it.
Mm. Oh wait, well, I used it at Catherine's house.
Oh.
No big deal.
Wow. Yeah, no, Catherine reminded me of it, and I was like, oh my God, I just got bit, like, literally the day before. And I know it's, like, I read that, like, it's best to be used, like, as soon as it happens, or if not, like, soon after. But I'm really curious about the the process. Just like a little plastic suctiony thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to give it a whirl. I don't want to get bit, but if I do get bit, I'm excited to give it
a whirl.
You're
ready to go.
And I got I just bought so many things online yesterday. I don't know why I'm like this. I just go on a spree. I'll be so frugal and so good. And I'll just like lose it one night at 1 a.m. But I got the masks that you sent me a photo of the other day.
Oh, the neck ones?
The neck ones. I got some of those. What else? Huh. There was something else I thought I got. Let's see. Oh, and I just got this lotion for KP. I'm trying to. My legs are really not great.
KP?
The what's it called? Carrots. I never know how to say the first word, but it's like keratosis pilaris or something. It's like a skin thing. Hold on. Keratosis pilaris. So I guess I was right. But it's like just a lot of keratin built up in your skin, so your skin can get really bumpy and like it looks like eczema sometimes, but it also just like makes my legs really bumpy, and I have this like really bad habit of picking my legs.
Do you get it on your fingers?
I
think I have that on my fingers, and I can't figure out what it is. But my dad has eczema, so I just assumed it was just a genetic thing that I would eventually get it as well.
It's probably eczema. It's probably eczema.
Because I get these little bumps on my fingers, and they go away.
No, that's definitely eczema.
But then I get them on my feet, too, when I wear my Birkenstocks for too long. Like, if I go on long walks in my Birkenstocks, then, like, where that top strap is gets very bumpy.
Huh.
And I just assume that was just, like, my pores clogging or something.
I don't know. Because KP is about, like, the sebum building up, and it's more just, like, more ingrown hairs can happen. For me, it's, like, really tempting just to pick my legs because I have it all over my legs. And my arms used to be worse, but after I got laser hair removal on my arms, it, for whatever reason, really helped.
Keratosis
pilaris. There's this lotion that someone on Reddit talked about it.
Peach and
how it helped their KP. No, it's this Gold Bond, like really like drugstore brand, and it seemed harmless to try. So I was like, if everyone says this works.
Oh, this is not what I get.
Yeah, that's what I think. It's maybe you have like a.
I think I have eczema.
Like an allergy to something you're not aware of.
Yeah, it's my father's eczema.
Yeah, eczema sucks. I have eczema as well. I have a lot of skin shit, but trying to help myself. My legs are really, really not good right now because not only do I get KP, but I make it so much worse by picking my legs, and it's not cute. So I need to stop doing that. So that's what I am trying to remedy right now. Skin shit is really weird. I'll wake up and I'll have like a red patch on my face and that's itchy, and I'm just like, what is that from? I don't know. I have a lot of dumb things. But it sounds like you have eczema. I think the key is probably to keep it moisturized. I'm pretty sure eczema is just like a dry skin is a big part of it.
Huh.
Yeah, I think, and it's probably really hard to keep your hands moisturized because you're washing them all the time. So that's kind of hard on your fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really do much for it, to be honest. I just sort of wait till they go away.
I mean, if it's not bothersome to you, then that's great. But I know what it is. That's a mystery solved.
I don't know what it is.
Now you know what it is. That's what I meant to say. Oh my god, I got another bite. Where is that bite bug thing? Or I just noticed another bite. Becca says that her eczema is very stress triggered. So gotta stop stressing out, which is impossible. But because you have a lot to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
This seemed like such a normal conversation. Like, not that the other ones don't feel like that. But
Yeah.
But yeah. Sorry, I got distracted. Becca said something. Haha, Becca. Sorry, that sounded like I wasn't thinking it was funny, but I did think it was funny.
Haha, Becca. Haha.
Yeah. I cannot wait for it to stop being a million degrees. I do not like the heat. And apparently there are like... Were you there for the mosquito talk? Everyone was talking about these new mosquitoes that are around LA now. It's like the worst mosquito season in recorded history or something.
No, but I did see that hilarious meme that was like these from the White Lotus, where she's like, these gays are trying to kill me. And it says, these mosquitoes are trying to kill me. I just thought that was funny.
That is funny. And speaking of, I think next time, maybe on the next episode or the one after, we can talk about John Wilson. I love
finished
John Wilson. I know, I know. I realized that.
So sad.
I realized that.
End of an era.
It's just so good. It's so good. It's so, I don't know. It's always really fascinating to see where it starts and where it ends up. I think that's like a really amazing arc. And he's just like really endearing and he makes good points and you know, arc, arc.
I barked.
Oh my God, and his cat is so cute. His little cat is so cute.
That cat's been around for a minute. He always makes little cameos.
Yeah, so cute.
Cameos.
I love that cat. But yeah, it's a great show. And it's sad that it's over. I think I read something about how he wanted the show to end before his style got like, if people got bored and unsurprised by the style. And I understand that. I understand like wanting it to keep it fresh. And that was a good episode to end on. It was good.
I don't agree with that. He should have just kept going with it forever because I liked it.
That's fair. That's fair. That is fair.
And now I'm mad.
I'm sorry. Wait, the episode where he revealed that he like set up a shot, that was really funny. It was almost like Nathan Fielder-y. I know he's like a producer on the show, but
I literally was like, how could you?
Yeah.
You have forsaken us. I thought you found that toilet being blown up. Turns out you
lied. It's all a sham. It's all a sham. But yeah, good show. Now I'm watching this random one. My friend recommended Justified, which I've never heard of and never seen. This. Have you heard of the show?
Yeah, with what's his name? Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm giving it a shot. I watched an episode and a half, and I'm not like really into it yet, but maybe it gets better. But I need to get a good show to watch. I've always been wanting to watch Oz. Have you ever seen Oz?
Yes, years ago though.
I need to. Is it worth? You think it's a lot?
It's a lot, but yeah, you know what? If you have the time and you want to get into like an old HBO fucking classic, like a classic,
yeah,
premium television HBO, I recommend it.
I never saw it, so maybe that'll be my next deep dive. Oz.
I just finished watching. Kinda.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I just finished watching Selling OC.
How was that?
Absolutely absurd. I don't know. They stay creating some of the most glossed over inane trash I've ever seen in my life.
Like what?
And I can't stop watching. I just simply cannot stop watching. These people are all goddamn fools. They're all real estate agents.
They make it look really easy to be a real estate agent.
They honestly really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Becca's all... like, why do they dress like that?
Well, here's the thing. So Selling Sunset, they're really out of their goddamn minds. They dressed foolish at this point. Do not wear off runway. Like, don't take an outfit on from that you saw on the runway and wear it out in public. That's just absurd. Do not wear something you saw on the runway to get coffee with a friend.
That's extra.
That's extra. You're doing way too much.
Yeah.
Especially if you can't actually sit in it. Because then it's just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
The selling OC women, they haven't reached that level of absurdity in their outfits, but they just dress in a way that just, it's mostly just about their titties. Yeah, literally back at the same time, Alex Hall always has her tits out. Yes. This one is a more tit-based group. It's all about the titties. The men aren't doing anything. The men are just wearing, like, you know, like button-ups and, you know, tight pants, whatever. Yeah. But the women, it's such a titty-focused show.
Interesting.
It's always I'm like, oh, wow, okay. Did not realize you could have a cutout there. Like, I am shocked. I don't know the color of every woman's areola on this show because I'm like, whoa, okay, that's a cutout. And I'm like, what is happening? I've never shown my titties that much ever in my life, but I guess I'm not a very titty forward person. But like this show, they are innovating new ways to have their titties out at work. Yes, exactly. It's all work based. So you're like, these people all work together and I'm just looking at your titties at work.
That's so interesting.
Maybe like on a work trip, bitch. Why are your titties out?
Trend. Maybe they're trying to start something. Maybe in 10 years all of our titties will be out.
That's no.
I mean, yeah, it's not okay. But I don't know, fashion starts somewhere. Trends start somewhere. Like, maybe it's titties.
I'm fine with your titties being out. It's just like, it's just surreal to me that they're all like at work.
Right.
That's and the part that throws me off. I'm like, you're at work, girl. And you are
but
all
they're also
titties.
On TV. Right? So maybe that outweighs it.
Hold on. I'm going to search outfits of selling OC. See if we can find some good stuff.
Oh, Becca just sent a picture. That does not look like a work outfit.
Well, so she's at
deep
work.
Deep plunge.
That's what's so surreal. She's at. They're at work.
But also, that doesn't even look comfortable. Like, there's no support in that. You would just be like.
No, like
you wouldn't
their
be able
outfits
to, like,
are
jog
being
anywhere.
Held together aggressively.
Oh my
by,
god! That photo.
Like it's all like tape. It's all like titty tape doing some of the hardest work it's ever done in its life. Like
wow,
holding
that
their titties
top is really
in place.
Trying.
It's actually quite a feat.
Quite is this the same feat. Person?
I believe so.
Alex Hall, not a bad name.
I don't even want to get started on Alex Hall of it all.
Okay, well, maybe we can wrap it up and then talk more about titties on the next one.
Yeah, we'll talk about titties on the next one.
Should we wrap out? Can
yeah,
I go?
Let's wrap out.
Cool. This is Ethnically Ambiguous. It's Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter, Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I am Shireen. It's Shirohiro on Instagram and Shirohiro666 on Twitter. Or I guess, nope, I'm going to call it Twitter. FKA Twitter.
I'm at Anna Hoste on Twitter. I'm at Selling Hoste on Instagram.
Simple. Sweet. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.